What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We're going to be season 16, episode 2, titled Courtney's Choice. Of course, we're going to be spilling some tea and voting on our favorite Instagram photos of the week in a segment we like to call Gram Glam. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Kardashians Weekly After Show. We are so excited to be here, recapping our favorite TV show. Ooh, yeah. We're trying to keep up with the Kardashians. It's tough, right? But we're here anyway, and we cannot wait to talk to you guys. I'm joined by my full panel. We're so happy everyone's here. I'm joined by the lovely Rachel Robillard.
Hey, y'all. It's Rachel Robillard.
The handsome and dapper Howard the Third.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's Howard the Third.
And the beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Nakia.
Here I am. Kia Monet. I'm here. Happy Sunday. Hi, guys.
Guys, this episode was great. We're going to be recapping the episode. Of course, we have a lot of tea to spill for our tea time segment with the news and gossip.
Yep.
And then, of course, we love voting on our favorite Instagram photo of the week in our segment called Gram Glam. But let's just talk about this episode. It's called Courtney's Choice, Season 16, Episode 2. Yeah. There was a lot of good moments in here, and we have an upcoming family vacation. Everyone's going to Bali. What were your overall thoughts of the episode?
Bali?
Bali?
One or the other.
Bali?
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Right. Yeah. But what did you think of this episode overall?
I thought it was a good episode. We got to see some Kanye. Got to see some North. I am North. Like, I would have done the same thing in the studio, being like, what are these buttons? What's happening? Right. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And so, I thought it was good. Yeah.
It's a really good episode. We get to see more of Kim and Kanye communicate.
Right.
Because I feel like you never really see that a lot. And I always wondered as a fan, like, do they ever talk? So, it was good to see that and to see the whole Chicago decision and see Chris and MJ. And, you know, I like seeing Grandma a little bit more. I love how everyone's more involved. Scott, MJ.
Yeah.
You know, other parties are playing it. And even seeing more of the kids. So,
yeah.
It's a really good episode.
I know. Mm-hmm. Speaking of MJ, we're hoping that she has a speedy recovery. Yes. Obviously, this was taped a long time ago, so I'm sure she's fine now. But she has pneumonia.
Aww.
Diagnosed with pneumonia.
Yeah.
That is very hard, especially for older folks. Yeah. I lost my great-grandmother 2 years ago from pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
And pneumonia, when it hits hard, especially when you're older. And then I know MJ was battling cancer.
Yes.
And it's very hard. And I understand Chris when she's like, that's why I moved my mom closer.
Yeah.
Because she was 2 hours away, an hour and a half maybe in San Diego. And it's tough. I got a little teary-eyed. So,
yeah. I think that she... You know, last week we see MJ kind of being like, well, I kind of resent moving here. I was happy where I was.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't quite blame Chris for wanting to move her mom closer because she does seem to have a lot of health problems. And how are they going to get to her fast enough if she's always out there? And then, you know, it's the closest to the end of her life, I guess, in a sense. And so you want to be able to enjoy as much time as you can with your parent before they pass. Mm-hmm. So I love that she is closer, and I hope that, like last week we talked about, Chris kind of gives her more attention and spends more time with her. But I guess Chris decides she's not going to go on the family vacation because she wants to be there for her mom, which I thought was a great statement.
Yes, I feel on that. Because you do get nervous. Like, if a family member or a loved one is sick, you feel kind of guilty going on this amazing trip. And then you can't really enjoy yourself with, you know, your other family because you're thinking about your mom. So I love that she decided to stay and help mom out.
Yes, and Courtney wants this trip to be more meditation-based, more finding your soul. And just not bikini pictures on the beach like spring break.
There'll be plenty, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't get us
wrong. While drinking the green tea, though.
Exactly. I thought it was so cute at the beginning with them all meditating and how Courtney and Kim really took it seriously. Yeah. On the other hand, Chris was drinking her tea and then pretended to do a little smoke. Oh, God, I died.
I'm Chris.
The new next meme, real.
Howard, though, would you drink this tea that was made of trees that are thousands of years old?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I don't know what's in this old tea.
Termites,
I don't know
confusion.
What's going to be in there. Now, if this is just a myth saying, like, hey, this is old tea, then sure. But if this is actually from an old tree, like... I can't do it.
Maybe it's like healing power. I would.
Right?
I'm crazy like that.
No, I would.
I would.
Let's get some tea. Let's get some tea.
Yes, I would because maybe it has like these healing powers and... I'm drinking the tea, Courtney.
I'm drinking the tea.
I wonder, like,
it probably does absolutely nothing, but here I am.
I'm going to take a little sip and there's going to be a little bit of sawdust on it. I don't know how I feel.
This is probably, you know, like, what we drink.
Thousands-year-old tea.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you what. Next week, if you guys bring in this tea, I'll try it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I am a follower of Poosh. So maybe there's something on Poosh, and maybe I'll try to figure something out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For those of you who don't know, Poosh is Courtney's new brand, and we'll talk about that later on, so make sure you stay tuned for that segment. But What did you guys think of Scott at first not being invited to the family vacation? Because I personally totally felt it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I get it. Every time you bring Scott out on a family vacation, he's always got to act up. He's always inviting women or whatever. And it's just never a good situation. Right. So did you guys think it was fair for Courtney to instinctively be like, no, he's not coming?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because why would you want to have your ex there anyways? Mm-hmm. I understand that this is, you know, the father of your kids and stuff, but low-key, like, you're not a part of my Kardashian family. Right. We have a family together, right. Yes, but as far as my sisters and my mother, you're not a part of it. And you're my ex, and you acted up on the last family yes. trip and brought this girl out who I wanted to kick her butt. Right. So no, you're not coming. I'll send you a picture. Love you. Take care of my kids.
I get that. Like, I get the whole co-parenting thing, but it's one of those things, Scott's track record, it's like, yeah, we co-parent at home, exactly. but for some weird reason, when we go away, you act up, you act crazy. And I also do feel Courtney, like, she broke up with her other ex, mm-hmm. and now she's very vulnerable, which right. means mm-hmm. this is a man who I still low-key have feelings for. And if we're on a trip, yes, he's in a relationship, but now I'm lonely. And I don't want to sneak in your bathroom yeah. and make baby number four.
And oh, that's exactly goodness. Why she made the comment, like, I don't want there to be any mixed signals. And she was like, yes. well, what do you mean? Like, I'm in a relationship. But y'all know, you know.
She's speaking for herself.
Yeah, she's yeah. speaking for herself, low-key. Yeah, she's yeah. like, I don't want to lead you on. So as long as it's like, no feelings attached and whatnot. And I'm just glad Scott was like, I'm in a relationship and I'm happy. So yeah, I'm if happy you for can him. Handle it, I can handle it, exactly. this might work out.
Right. I'm hoping you're so right though, because he did kind of have a very honest conversation yes. with her towards the end yes. and he seemed very mature. And I was like, what is this? Because this is not usually Scott.
Yeah.
But he seemed like he's in a really good place. And he said last time he was jealous. He wasn't in a good spot. He didn't not know how all. He felt about Courtney being with Eunice. So that whole trip was kind of out of spite. Mm-hmm. So this time mm-hmm. he, and you know how we're always talking about, you need to have a good track record, like show us some consistency. Right. Mm-hmm. He has been consistent for about a year now. And he seems like he really has kind of settled down from his past ways. So I'm excited that they are giving him the chance to kind of go on the family vacation. And it seems like from the preview from next week yeah. that Chloe and Courtney are starting some drama. And Scott's kind of the middleman trying to be like, right. let's sit down and talk about our feelings.
He's a new therapist. Like, I am happy that they did have a conversation, actually communicate. Mm-hmm. I'm yes. all about communication. But I do hate that they always put this pressure on her. I'm like, if she doesn't want her ex there, leave her alone. Because if that's
the case, let's
bring Caitlin. Let's bring Tristan. And Tristan right. and Chloe are co-parenting. Caitlin and Chris are co-parenting. Exactly. So it's one of those things where it's like, I love Scott, and I feel Courtney where she's like, guys, I need time to love him to death, but don't push him on me. Mm-hmm. Because then I feel like then the drama, which we see happening in the previews, it like happens with the girls when they yeah. start fighting.
So. Just a mess.
Kim does have this idea, like, let's set up a mini vacation yes. where mm-hmm. we kind of trick Courtney into thinking that she had loved. A... Yeah. Kim's smart. Kim is very smart.
Very smart.
One of her many talents. She knows what she's
many
doing.
Many talents. My name is Kim, and I have many talents. Yeah,
Kanye has so many talents, too many that. To name.
But she sets up this little trip. Obviously, Kanye is going to be performing on SNL, and it was the one with Lil Pump. Yeah, Lil Pump and the rant that happened at the yeah. end when the credits were rolling. Mm-hmm. So Kim sets up the trip and basically has Scott call Courtney and be like, hey, I was thinking about taking Mason, but then I'm like, you know what? Why doesn't everyone just come? We're going to go support Kanye. And the way he did it was very, like, smooth.
Very
it was
smooth.
Yeah.
And yes. so Courtney was like, okay, fine. But she still doesn't really know what box to put Scott in.
Yeah.
She even says something like, I'm not really sure how I feel about all of this, and like you said earlier with the mixed signals and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for her. And you guys were talking about how you think that everyone is just really giving Courtney a hard time and pushing her mm-hmm. to like make this decision.
I yeah. feel bad because, and I like how honest she was. She's like, look, I'm not with my ex right now, and I do feel a little vulnerable, and I hate that they put that much pressure on her.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they get upset when she gets upset. Right. And I'm like, guys, you have to, I guess maybe because she's a fire sign, I'm a fire sign. And I feel her on that because we don't like to feel pressure. And this is someone who I believe she still has feelings for, and now he's in this healthy relationship with Sophia. And she's probably looking at that like, damn, I'm yeah. single.
Healthy relationship, what you said, as much as we hate to admit it, Sophia's making Scott into a good guy.
Yeah. yeah.
As much as we hate want to admit it, which yeah. is all thought, like, oh, this won't last, but hey, y'all, like it's been well over a year.
It's a good thing, and I think sometimes you look at your ex and you're like, damn, he wasn't doing that with me,
yeah.
and he's living his best life with this young girl, and here I am now, single mom, three kids,
yeah.
and I think she still has feelings for Scott, same thing
really
with
do?
Eunice. I do. I think it's something where she cares for him, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's something that she's been holding on to. I don't think she would want to be with him,
yeah.
but I do think if they were alone together, I do think that there's old feelings there, where she's like, like, I'm vulnerable.
I could definitely see him coming in there or her going to his room, trying to make baby number four. But my whole thing is, I wonder if Scott would bring Sevilla. Like, is that a conversation to bring up? I understand this is a family trip. But if you're saying you're okay, Scott's saying he's okay, well, let me bring my girlfriend along.
That's like exactly giving a mouse a cookie. He's going to want a little more. You want the whole Samoa case, you know? Like,
Yeah, and I think that's a fear of hers too. Like, damn, is he now going to bring the girl? Last year he brought a random woman, and now he's with Sophia.
Minus one.
And we've seen photos of them together, and I'm sure they had those conversations, but that's probably a fear of hers. Like, damn, now you're going to bring the girlfriend, and now I'm here really single with three kids, and you're here with your hot girlfriend? I don't think so.
See, I think that's too much pressure that the girls are putting on Courtney.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I wouldn't want to go on a vacation with my ex. Like, if I'm on a vacation, I want to be fully relaxed, just having fun, not having to worry about drama. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people can go on vacations with their exes, or I think
it's about compartmentalizing where to put them in. But exactly, an ex, but he's not just an ex, y'all. He's your baby daddy.
Yeah.
So it's baby just daddy. More than that.
Baby daddy. Here we are.
But my baby daddy can stay at home with the kid.
Exactly.
He will not be on this family trip.
We co-parent at home, but not in Bali. I want to live my best life.
It just sucks. I just really do hate how they all just forced her. Because you like him, cool. But you need to understand I'm your sister and know my feelings. And like, listen, I don't want my ex-man there. I just don't. Don't question me about it. Yeah. He came to New York. There's our family trip right there. He doesn't need to come with me across the world.
I agree.
You know, end of the day, it's Courtney's decision.
Yeah,
exactly.
She gave the green light, and even Kim's reaction was all of our reaction. Like, what? Okay, you're like, inviting him. Like, okay.
But poor Courtney, she was tricked into giving the green light.
Because I feel like if she says no, like last season, they all jumped on her, and then they made this like she was a bad person. So I think also for her, she's like, damn, I gotta kind of say yes, because if I say no, now I'm being mean.
Why are they gonna make Courtney the bad guy?
I know.
She's just trying
but
to
it's also
life.
Like Scott. Low-key brings some of the ratings up. People love seeing Scott on the show.
True. He does.
So with him not there, we'd see less of him on air.
That's very true.
And also, Chloe really wants him there, because whenever she even mentioned, Chloe always has a better time when Scott's around and that they have their lord and lady dynamic. Yeah. So it's like, do you think that her sisters are being a little selfish in that aspect?
Yes, definitely. I do.
Chloe is like, I want him to come. Kim is, you know, gaslamping her to like, okay, let's make this kind of like let's trick you into doing it. But at the end of the day, it's really Courtney. And I'm actually, I don't think I would have the balls to say yes to having my ex baby daddy come on my family vacation.
Right. I get it. We're co-parenting at home, but to force him on me here, it's like, let me deal with my feelings the way I want. I don't force your exes on you and your baby daddies. Don't do it to me. Exactly. Love Scott. He'll be there when we come to LA.
For real. And especially if this is a meditation trip.
She's
trying to meditate away from Scott.
Away from the toxic relationship.
Exactly. Right. So she's trying to get there, clear her mind. And it's like, well, I was trying to leave my bad vibes at home, and now my baby daddy
in my face.
Right.
Great.
They're trying to make Courtney the bad guy. Call
Give
it
me
Chun
two cups of tea.
I am the bad guy. You need me.
But speaking of the bad guy and Chun-Li, we got a little bit of a cameo tonight from Chun-Li herself, Nicki Minaj.
We did.
Very nice.
I love Nicki Minaj.
Me too.
And I mean, was this after the whole like Kylie drama with Travis Scott and Nicki, whenever Nicki was like, oh, they're using Stormy to like sell a tour?
I think it was after. Nicki's weird though, because after she did that and threw Kylie under the bus, Nicki was like, but I love Kylie.
Yeah.
But still. And she was like, I love Kim. Because even after the fact, Kim was in the studio with Nicki and her radio show. So their relationships. Promoting Nicki's new album, Kim was in the studio after all that happened on Queen Radio.
I have to hear that.
So their relationship's very weird, but Kylie kind of does her own thing. And that's what I do like about Kylie, because she kind of pulls herself away. But Kim and Nicki are friends with... She was on the radio station with Nicki,
I would love to hear that podcast.
Yeah. She had, like, all these beautiful women come up and all these celebrities, and it was, like, Kim and all the models, and...
And this was after the
fact. They're promoting Nicki's new album.
All right. Well, before we talk about Chicago and Kanye and all that good stuff, we just want to say thank you guys so much for watching. Our first episode back last week got 65,000 views. And we are so thankful and grateful. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you for commenting. You. We're going to start interacting with you guys in the comments. Yes. And we should next week have a live chat up so we can talk to you guys as the episode is airing.
We'll get
But we love you. AfterBuzz loves you. And we've got a lot of amazing stuff going on at AfterBuzz. So Howard, let us know. Yes,
of course, like Dakota said, thank you for watching. Thank you for putting those comments down below on our YouTube page. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. You know, now we're looking. We're always watching you guys. We want to thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you continue to let us grow here at AfterBuzz, we have so many other shows here, reality shows, sci-fi shows, dramas, anything you can think of, we have it right here on this station. I mean, being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us. And in doing so, what we love, don't forget to tell your friends, of course, your cousins, and keep watching our shows.
Simple as that.
Love you guys. And thanks for listening to us. Yes. Now we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, so now you guys can hear us being crazy and go, okay.
I love you guys. Thank you guys for watching. But let's talk about this whole Kanye fiasco. Man, I'm really enjoying seeing him on the show, though, to be completely honest. I love the dynamic that he brings to this show.
You think he had a check for this?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. He's in debt, y'all. We all know why he's on the show.
He's in debt, and he got a lot of press for the last episode last week. Everyone was talking about Kanye on the show.
Everyone.
So I think this is a good look for him as well.
Yeah.
And they know it.
It makes him it makes him more human, too. I feel like he's just always looked at as like this, like, just, I don't know, like, out of this dimension, out of this world type of
person. Yeah, he's a real person. But is it making him look good, what you just said?
No.
Is it making him look good? Is this more of a good thing for him to be on? Like, okay, so we've seen two episodes with him on being present. What are your thoughts about him on camera? Like, is this good for his PR? Good for
him? I think he thinks it's good for him. Mm-hmm. But what it does is, like, I'm watching these episodes, and it's bringing up the old memories of what Kanye was doing at that moment.
So, like TMZ, like, TMZ,
talking about Savory was a choice. So, for me, personally, it's just like, oh, I get to see him, the behind the scenes of him being a fool. But I think for him and the show, because he does have a lot of fans, I think he thinks it's a good look for him.
It's going to bring some rating.
You know, it kind of gives you the inside of their relationship, because you don't really get to see them together. And you never, like you guys said, you never hear him really talk.
Right.
For me personally, it ain't looking good, but for his fans, and I think for Kanye, he thinks it's a good look. And I think that's why they added him, because in the promo, it's a Kanye West song.
Yeah.
It helps him sell him his sneakers that he just released.
Yeah.
Which are amazing, by the way.
You know, all the press last week.
We know Dakota loves Yeezy shoes.
All the press last week was all Kanye. Like, it wasn't really Keeping Up the Kardashians. It was Kanye West, Kanye West.
Right.
So I think people will start tuning in more for Kanye.
The Kanye West show.
The Kanye West show.
Is this the Kanye West show now?
Mm-hmm. I kind of am into it, though. I really do. I mean, yes, it makes him look silly. We all know he's silly, right? So it's nothing new.
Right.
But I do think it's fun. I think it's fun, and it makes him more human, and it makes, you can see him be like a dad, and it's just, I like seeing it. It adds a whole other aspect to the show, like a family dynamic, and we get to see the interaction between Kim and him, which is bizarre, but it is there.
But at least you get to see it, because see, I think, like you said, Rich, like, as fans, you've kind of wondered, like, is he human? Like, does he speak? And it's cool to see him as a dad, him talk about Chicago. Mm-hmm. It is weird to see him and Kim interact, but it does give you an insight of their real relationship, because they're real. This is real life. Like, they're really married, and you can tell that they're working through a lot of struggles.
Yeah.
But they're working through it.
Struggle being, like, communication.
Yeah.
You don't say in public how you're moving permanently to Chicago without consulting with your wife.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Hello. She's catching up.
Hello.
Yes, Brady's catching up. Baby boy, I'm not moving to Chicago.
Come on.
We have the baby named Chicago. There she is.
Exactly.
Communication.
Enjoy her. Talk to me. The world.
Shout out to B. Simone for giving
us
so much content. We love you. And I'm having my detox right now.
Yeah, we've been copying.
Yeah, and Kim is so right, though. It's so difficult. They're a very new family. It'd be one thing if the kids were in their 20s and, like, whatever, let's go. They're in college or they're doing their own thing. But they are at a ripe age. They're at the age of how nurture is so important in their lives as children, that moving exactly from their family, from Lovey, Kris Jenner, to their cousins, that'd be so hard for them.
Mm-hmm. And school, they're all under the age, like, North is what, 6?
Right.
And then they're all under that. So to move the babies, and baby number 4 is on its way.
Yes.
And like if the kids are a little bit older, like 10, 12, 20, But I do agree, like, maybe going back and forth. But, I, you know, it's crazy for him to say, we moved to Chicago. And she's like, wait, what?
I know.
No, we're not baby boy.
Yeah, on a second house, I get that. I think that's great. Yeah. I think Kim is more focused on the kids. Well, we all see it here first that Kanye's not really focused on the kids as much as, well, I'm doing this for me and I want to be in Chicago.
Yeah, we got four babies, honey.
Well, you guys, we have a lot of tea to spill, so we have to get into that. I'm going to wrap this up really quick, this part. But Chris wants Kim to give Kanye more attention because she thinks that she's not giving enough attention. You were saying...
I was upset because I just feel like as a mother, she has... Yeah. Three kids, now four under the age of six. She's a working woman. She's an entrepreneur. I just feel like as a husband, it's not my job as a wife to baby you and to watch you when I have my babies in this job. We are 50-50. You are a grown-ass man, and you are almost 40, and I'm almost 40. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like Chris saying that is just putting the Band-Aid over the problem.
Yeah.
And I just feel like as my husband, she's tired. I'm tired watching her. I feel bad. She's traveling and she has these babies, and I just feel like it's selfish for him to...
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Selfish, honestly.
You're grown. And I get he's going through all these things. You a grown-ass man, and we got four... Baby number four is on the way.
Let's figure it out.
Honey, baby. Come on. Chris, I cannot give him any more attention, Mom. What do you want from me?
I know.
But no, I feel for her. Like, she's exhausted, and... She's not a stay-at-home mom. She is a working mom. And she's a celebrity. And she's got a lot going on her plate.
She says she doesn't like famous or celebrity. She likes to use the term well-known.
She's well-known.
She's well-known.
Same.
Mama got a lot of talent.
I'm well-known at the McDonald's drive-thru. Does that count?
I am well-known at a lot of restaurants.
But I know that like they're going to do this whole part-time thing, right? Part-time in Chicago, part-time
which is
LA.
A mess. I don't understand. I mean, there's people who do that. You know, they call them, I guess, snow bunnies. Where people will go to Florida when it's cold here and then come here when it's cold in Florida or whatever.
That is actually what happened to me growing up with my grandma. Every winter she had this blood abnormal blood function that she had, and every winter she had to go to Florida.
Christmas, my family and I would go visit her.
Do
that. It works, but I don't think it's gonna work with the kids, and then you have to go do it in the summer when the kids are out of school. It's just too much.
It's not going
to
work.
It's not going to work. Yeah. And she has to sit in the studio with him, and Kim wants to work.
No.
She's just going to get bored.
Yeah. Kim was just as bored as North was.
North was like, hello. Yeah, it's I got an account to run.
Yeah. North is getting antsy. Not me. It's North. And so we're going
to
go.
Yeah. And you can tell North just, sorry, Dakota, you could just tell that North does not listen.
No.
Because Kim was like, don't touch that. North is poking away.
She's like, huh?
Poke, poke, poke.
But JoJo said I could. JoJo Siwa said I could.
That's the best account.
I know.
Shout out to JoJo.
Shout out to JoJo. But we're going to be moving on and spilling some tea. Now, I would say this is the first time we're spilling tea tonight, but Rachel spilled something outside. Nikia spilled something outside.
We're a mess on Sundays.
Little me.
Yeah, so now it's Howard's and I turn to spill. So we are going to be doing our news and gossip tea time.
Cheers.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Oh, I don't have anything, cheers.
No, use your phone.
It's my phone. I'm a true Kardashian. Cheers.
So, this first topic, obviously the Jordan Woods scandal is still, we don't really know what's going on, but Kylie, her header on Twitter is still of her and Jordan. She never removed the photo of her and Jordan as the cover photo. So, Jordan also keeps liking Kylie's Instagram pictures. I haven't really seen Kylie liking Jordan's as much, but, you know, Jordan's still trying to be up in there. But what do we think of that? Do we think it's just purely coincidence that the header is still up, or do you think Kylie is just not petty and just doesn't want to give everyone the attention?
Kylie actually put that up recently.
Really?
So it was there, it was down, so after the whole scandal with Kylie, you know, allegedly changing the prices of Jordan's thing, and Kylie came out and said, I would never do that to Jordan, Kylie put that picture of her and Jordan.
Really?
So everyone's like, oh, they're still friends, and then they've been liking each other's pictures, and then Elizabeth Woods, Jordan's mom, was commenting on pictures, so it's, you know... Kylie put that up recently.
We were talking about it last week, how she was like, she claimed, I was not responsible for doing the half price.
That was Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
My mom is crazy. She said goodnight.
Yeah, that wasn't her fault to do the Jordan Kylie
discounts.
But again, we talked about it, how like that was a long time after for her to say that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So that was weird. But then for her to change her header on Twitter to... this, you know, cute little cover picture.
I think
picture
they gave each
them.
Other a break. And I think after the break, because I think they've been communicating low key.
I think so too.
And I think during the break, they were like, I love you too. And I think that's why she put the picture up.
I agree.
But I think it's one of those things like, let's stay far away until the season finale.
Yeah.
Man, why can't that happen with me and my best friend? I'm still waiting for the call.
Exactly. I feel that Kylie probably watched the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah,
definitely.
A little time after, and then, oh, let me go ahead and put that cute little header cover photo
but
on.
She let the press do what it does.
She did, yeah, which she was kind of like, sis. Because Jordan said on the Red Table Talk, she's like, Kylie knows I'm here. We've talked about it. That's why I believe that they've been, they're still friends, but Kylie kind of let the press drag Jordan and was like, oh, I love her. But the press will drag her.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
A lot of people come for the Kardashians. A lot of people have a lot to say. And another celebrity.
Yes. Miss Jamila Jamil, who is an actress. She is on The Good Place. And she also had a guest starring role on Empire. Miss Cookie Lyon. She stepped in for a little bit. So Jamila is very active on social media. She's an activist. And she speaks her mind. Mm-hmm. Like, the girl does not play. So a while ago, she came from the Kardashians. Because for those who don't know, Jamila had an eating disorder, and she takes anything to do with eating and weight very seriously. She dragged the Kardashians almost a year ago. They somewhat responded, and then she still recently dragged them because the Kardashians and the Jenners have been posting like this flat tummy tea, and she was saying how irresponsible it is because I had an eating disorder and I think it's irresponsible for you girls to promote this. And she's been going really, really strong, and she is not letting up and letting the girls know I don't approve.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not the tea that's making y'all fit and fabulous.
Right. Yeah, so I think what she's saying is, what if you really are losing weight, put your nutrition diet out, but don't promote this tea and let these girls at home think that that's it.
Yeah,
because I suffered from an eating disorder because I was watching this. So
that's true.
You know, and I get where she's coming from. I do wish that we can all get along, but I do see where she's coming from, where it's like, at least be a little bit more honest.
Yeah,
say that you're working out, don't say it's a tea, but they're also getting their coin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
that's for sure.
She's like, I'm not standing for it. And she is not playing with the girls.
Remember the first couple seasons into the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they did the, does Kim have a fake booty?
Yes.
Right.
Right? And it's like, it was, okay, no fake booty. They showed it. They did x-rays.
But what are you going to find? You know, like,
when you transfer your fat, you don't see that on an x-ray.
I mean, what were we expecting to find in there, metal? Like,
so.
Not just like,
when your fat's
implants.
There, we don't.
Like, for boobs, like implants, mm-mm. Right?
When you transfer your fat, you don't see that on x-rays. That. Honey,
it's fat.
I have a lot of friends. Send the doctors. That's all I want. I'm not hating. Send me the doctor's name.
We're not hating.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Comment below.
Just drop the doctor's name below.
No, honestly, they look great. Send the doctors.
For real. Well, all of the three sisters were recently on Jimmy Kimmel. The Jimmy Kimmel Show in Vegas. They talked about a little bit of everything about how Jimmy Kimmel was telling Khloé she needs to stop dating basketball players.
Ooh.
Khloé says she likes what she likes, which I understand, girl, because when they tell me not to eat fast food, I like what I like.
Right.
I can't stand it.
They also talk about Kanye's whole, this church, but it's not a church type of thing he does on Sundays.
Yes, y'all, I want to go.
It's just supposed to be a little spiritual thing where people just come together and listen to music. And they talked about how Kim is not moving to Chicago like we saw.
Spoiler alert.
So there's a spoiler on that. And the girls just hung out with a fan. A lucky fan got chose in the audience by
he
random.
He looks like Jimmy Kimmel.
All I can say is, why wasn't it me?
Okay. Why am I never there?
Yeah, they lit it up in Vegas.
I didn't get the invite.
Right. And so Courtney was there, and she's also doing a lot of other things, like being the founder of Poosh. And we found out this week what Poosh really means and how, or excuse me, yeah, it's Poosh. I was about to say Posh. Poosh. And it's named after Penelope, her daughter, Penelope. So Penelope's nickname is Poosh.
Poosh.
That's such a cute nickname.
I am a fan. I go to Poosh every morning when I'm at work, and it's really great. It's great. It's a blog. It's free because, you know, the girls with their apps, and we had to pay for it. So I think they realize we need to do something for free.
Yes.
And it's great because there's things that you can do for working out, skin, healthy things to do. And I'm a fan, Courtney. I'm drinking the OT, so I do go on Poosh every morning.
Right. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's online, and it's also on social media.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, she decided to, instead of like making and starting a social media account for Poosh from the ground up, you know, she decided, she's like, you know what? We don't do Dash anymore. Dash has like 2.something million followers. Why don't we just change that over to Poosh?
Amazing.
So fans quickly found out, why am I following this Poosh account? Oh,
right?
It was Dash. I mean, do we think that was smart, or do we think that was lazy?
It was definitely smart. Why would I create something else when I already have something built, ready to go?
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if she didn't, it still would have got all the followers.
I think
because
so
many people were following, but I think it was smart.
I think it's smart.
Yeah.
Definitely smart.
The family and their marketing is amazing. And I think there was just another way to be like, look, we already got the following. If they don't like it, they can just unfollow.
Yeah. Right. Page is already there.
Because otherwise the page is going to be put to bed.
Exactly.
In a sense, like, they're not going to use it anymore. So, I mean, they might as well use it for something helpful.
Exactly. Well, speaking about being put to bed, Kim Kardashian is putting the rumors to bed about her fourth child and its name, because we have Northwest, we have Saint, and we have Chicago. But this time she says, you know what? I think I'm going to do a traditional name, probably Rob, like my dad and like my brother. So this new baby might be a Robert Kardashian the third, maybe.
I would love that.
I would love that too. So she's going really traditional with baby number four. And I guess that's why you have the three kids beforehand, because you can play with their names.
Right.
But I think baby number four, you're like, well, what the hell else can we name this baby?
Let's name it Poosh.
Poosh. So, you know, and they love their dad. And I think that's a great way to honor their dad and their little brother, Rob. So this may be Robert.
I like that. I would love that.
Robert West. Normal.
I stand.
So somebody who wasn't there in Vegas, Kendall, she didn't show up, but we still have a little bit of news and gossip for her. Kendall promoted the flop event called the Fyre Festival, and she breaks the silence on that by saying you get reached out to by people to whether you get reached out to by people to whether it be to promote or to help or whatever, and you never know how these things turn out. I can definitely do as much research as I can, but sometimes there isn't enough research you can do because
get it out.
it's
Sunday.
There's not too much. Listen, y'all. She just said that she.
Look.
Listen up. She basically said she's done. Okay.
I ain't got it.
Today's not her name.
I ain't got it. Okay. She said she tried to do the research. She couldn't do the research. Pretty much in a nutshell, she was paid to promote, and that was it. Don't come for her.
Don't come for her.
I feel it.
She says they just, I think what Howard was trying to say.
Yeah, I got it.
Was that sometimes you have to just have faith in these events and hope it will work out for the best, like people say. Yeah. But you never really know what's going to happen.
Yeah. She was just paid a check.
Poor Kendall. Amongst all the girls, I feel like she's gotten the most heat on stuff. Y'all remember the Pepsi commercial?
I know.
Yeah. Now, the Pepsi commercial was kind of like, girl, that's something you can definitely do research on. But this I got because all of her model friends were doing it. And it's something where you're like, you wouldn't think anything bad from this. Then the Pepsi commercial, you could have did some research on that, Kendall.
She was just hired for Pepsi, like she was hired for this. She's just getting a check.
Do your research, sis. But this I get because this is like a guy who, you know, he's probably well known. And everyone else was doing it.
Exactly.
And a whole bunch of supermodels were doing it. So I get that, where she's like, I trust it. I don't think some weird guy is fake doing a festival. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
You wouldn't think that.
And allegedly she got paid $250,000 for one post.
I would promote it too.
I'm posting. One. I'm getting paid.
I don't care if everybody's stranded on this island. Give me my check.
Just to say she was going, she just, that was it. Just to say, I'll be here at this festival.
Was she going to go?
$250,000. No.
Oh,
she wasn't going.
And did she actually get the check because they were all bankrupt? Like, did y'all see the documentary?
Yeah, it was a very good documentary.
Hulu and Netflix.
But you know, Kardashians probably got that money. They said, give me the check.
I need the check before I get the post. So I guess that's where the money for the Fyre Festival went.
Yeah.
It went to the celebrity.
Yep.
They said, no water. We're paying our celebrities.
People ain't got to eat. Just pay the celebrities.
Right.
No food for you guys.
No, absolutely not. But guys, we're going to be doing our fun game called Gram Glam.
Ooh, my fave.
We're going to be talking. Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
What was that? What was that? Hey. Oh, yes. Okay.
Paparazzi's outside waiting for me.
It was, you know, 65,000 views from
we
last
We are famous.
Week. I mean. Anyway. So, first photo. Kim Kardashian, she has these, it looks like laced up shoes, but it's actually like metal going around her leg.
Ooh.
It looks really, really cool. She's on her private
body
private jet.
On the PJ.
She looks good.
She looks so good. I loved this photo. I thought it was a great photo. The next photo is of Courtney. She's promoting Poosh with none other than a nude photo.
Oh, shocker. Mm.
Courtney better show that 40-year-old body off. Looking amazing.
Look at that.
Wow.
Okay, she has panties on. It's not completely nude, y'all.
She's covering some
stuff. She has an iPad.
Yeah, exactly. The next photo is of Chloe and her little baby.
Aww.
So cute. And the caption for this was, "You are my sunshine," which is literally the song my mom used to always sing to me, so I thought that was funny.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
I love
it. So we know Dakota's favorite.
Yeah. Whoops, did I give it away? Next photo is of Kendall promoting the Tiffany & Company event that she attended in Sydney.
Ooh. Pretty and
gorgeous.
Pink.
And she's smiling.
She's
smiling.
She looks great.
I love her. She I love her. Good. And then the last photo is of Kylie and Travis on a vacation. Is what oh. she calls it. Oh.
Drip, drip.
Stormy took that photo.
Yeah, Stormy took it.
Stormy's like, Mom, pooch your butt out a little more.
Mom, just poke it out.
Mom, back it up.
Thank you.
Exactly. So many good photos this week. I think this is one of my favorite weeks. It's going to be hard to choose. For those of you who are the audio listeners, we have all of their heads cut out here, and we're going to be voting on which one is our Gram Glam favorite of the week. Give us a drum roll, please. All right, everyone choose.
All right, ready?
All right, three, two, one.
We're all different this week.
All right, let's start with Nakia.
Okay, I went with Kendall because for some reason, pink has been my thing for some reason lately. And she looks really pretty in pink.
Like the nails.
Like my nails. I've been doing a lot of pink, but she looks beautiful in the pink. So I'm going with Kendall.
All right. Yeah, Maria Menounos actually recently posted a picture in pink. So
pink, you know, millennial pink. Here we are.
Yeah, love we love it. Pink.
Yes, I went with Kim because she's killing it with those heels.
Yes.
The little wrapped up like on her legs and then the dress and then the pose. I said, yes, Kim. What? Giving it to us. How like a PJ.
Gonna, are you going to try it out? Are you going to wear those next time you come?
Please.
No.
Give me
body. Yes. Body. Yes, and I voted for Kylie. I feel like this was really smart that they posted this. This is after all the controversy about the cheating allegations between Travis Scott and Kylie. So I feel like that's why they posted it.
Probably.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks good. Like, yes. Let's not underestimate. She 1-year-old daughter, and she looks great. So that got, you know, that was a thirsty post, and I was all about it.
I love me a good thirst trap, honey.
All about
thirst
it.
Thirst traps.
With your bae. Like, this could be us. What you playing?
Right. And did I not just post a thirst trap today?
Yes, you did.
Trying to get somebody's attention.
I'm about to go home and post another thirst trap. Okay.
I'm like, look at what you're missing.
I think I'm going to put that picture up and literally be like, this could be us, but you playing.
Yeah, okay. That's
right. And then, of course, I went the wholesome route this time, and I decided to vote for Chloe because that was just such a special photo, and she's just really making the most of her situation. She still has to love.
Yeah.
Or she loves Tru so much, and she still has to put up with Tristan stuff, so she's just trying to make the most of it.
Boy, bye. Chloe, focus on yourself and your baby Tru.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Tru is talking and walking and they grow so fast.
Yes. Aww. But before we leave you guys, we wanted to do a very quick predictions for next week's Bali episode.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Like, what are they arguing about, Chloe and Courtney?
I know.
What is happening?
So much drama. I feel like Scott is becoming the therapist, but every time Scott is there, I just feel like it's a lot because Courtney has to really tell her real emotions and feelings and say, guys, I didn't really want him there. Mm-hmm. But this seems really big between her and Chloe. They've been fighting a lot, and I hate that.
Yeah.
So I think it's something to do with maybe why Scott's there. Because at this point, Tristan is doing his thing. There's nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that's
so I wouldn't see what else it would be, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. I hate when they fight.
I know.
I predict that they'll get it together.
I can see that. I also predict it might still be about Scott. I don't know. I just feel like Scott might have mingled in somehow. And now Chloe's like, Courtney, don't be so hard on Scott. He's probably here trying to help you out. He's trying to meditate with you. And Courtney's like, listen, Chloe, I told you I didn't want his butt here anyway.
Yeah, Courtney just needs to have some of that tea.
Mm-hmm.
The girl just wants to go to therapy and be by herself, not with her baby daddy everywhere.
No. I mean, I'm actually predicting Scott will not cause a scene, and I feel like it will be mostly Chloe and Courtney's deal, and then I think Scott will actually prove himself this time, and he'll have a fun vacation and really show that he has matured and he's moved on, and I think we're going to get that from him.
Rooting for you, Scott.
Absolutely.
We're rooting for you, Scott.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, we have had so much fun with you guys. We're just laughing this entire episode. Thank you again for watching and for getting last week's episode to 65,000 views. Let's keep it climbing for this episode as well. But in the meantime, where can everyone find you all on social media?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you love reality TV, on Wednesdays, I'm doing Black Ink Chicago. And Howard and I, on Sunday, we do a very shady Back to Reality on Black Hollywood Live.
And you can find me, Howard the Third, on all social media accounts at Howard the Third. And like Nakia said, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we do our Back to Reality on Black Hollywood Live. And then stay up with me right after this show. I do the Apocalypse Now right here on AfterBuzz TV at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so let's hang out over there.
That is right. Not only are they great on this panel, they're great by themselves, too, for sure. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. You can also find me on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time covering Freeform's Shadowhunters. And, of course, I'm always posting music and covers on my YouTube channel, so check that out. And we love you guys, and we will keep up with you next time.
Bye! Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.